The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, folks. There are several principles that I have based this program on, and I give them to you continually. LTD, listen, think, discern. That's not just a slick phrase. I mean it. You need to be an LTD. The devil lives in the extremes. I believe that with all my heart. If the devil can get you to go to one extreme or another in any area, he wins. And then here's another one. When you choose a road to travel in your life, particular ideology or whatever, when you choose a path for your life, do not look at where that path, that decision you make, will take you in 5 miles or 10 miles. Look at where that path will take you in 500 miles or 1,000 miles, because in life decisions, it is very difficult to make a right or left turn, and sometimes it's almost unheard of to make a U-turn. All right. Years ago, we began to hear that marriage was going to be redefined. And marriage was not going to be between one man, one woman in a committed monogamous relationship. It was just going to be about love. Now, what does love mean? Well, that totally depends upon you and your feelings. And it's only about love. And it is no one else's business who you love, because all love is equal. And so if you have love, you can have a marriage. Two women, two men, it's all about love. Well, I am certainly not the only one. But years ago, I began telling you folks, listen, when we began redefining marriage, apart from God's definition, how far will it go? And the answer is, we will not stop. There will be no end. We will continue to redefine marriage in stranger, weirder, more bizarre ways, because once you start walking down that path, that it's not one man, one woman as God ordained, but it's what men want, women want, and it's only about feelings of love, there's no limit. Listen to this. I am not making this up. This is not a parody. Headline: New York parent seeks okay to marry their own adult child. This is from the New York Post. A New Yorker wants to marry their own adult offspring and is suing to overturn laws barring the incestuous practice, calling it a matter of, quote, individual autonomy. In other words, I will determine what is right, what is wrong. I will determine what fulfills me. I will determine what love is. Individual autonomy. As a part of the lawsuit, we read this, and I quote, through the enduring bond of marriage, two persons, whatever relationship they might otherwise have with one another, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spirituality. lawsuit was filed in a Manhattan federal court on April 1st. Legal papers give only the barest picture of the would-be newlyweds, failing to identify their gender, ages, hometowns, or the nature of their relationship. The legal filing says, quote, "The proposed spouses are adults. The proposed spouses are biological parent and child. The proposed spouses are unable to procreate together." As if that makes any difference. And we're not told why they can't procreate. We don't know. We don't know whether this is a father and son, a father and daughter, a mother and son, a mother and daughter, father, and we don't know. Right now, in New York, incest is a third-degree felony punishable by up to 4 years in prison, and incestuous marriages are considered null and void, with the spouses facing a fine and up to 6 months in jail. These two individuals, parent and child, are in federal court in New York trying to change the incest laws. Quote, "The parent wants to walk down the aisle in New York City and is asking a judge to declare the laws unconstitutional and unenforceable in their case, which the lawsuit dubs PAACNP. You know, we got LGBTQ plus. We now have, this is brand new, we now have PAACNP, parent and adult child non-procreationable. PAACNP. Quote, "Parents and adult child couples for whom procreation is either virtually or literally impossible can aspire to the transcendent purposes of marriage and seek fulfillment in its highest meaning." The lawsuit claims, quote, "It would diminish their humanity if they were unable to marry the child that they had conceived." Bizarre? Yes. Sick? Yes. Twisted? Yes. Perverse? Yes. Evil? Yes. Real? Yes. Absolutely. Now, again, when you depart from God's standards, this is something else I say constantly to you, and I hope you understand it. When you follow biblical guidelines, when you follow God's guidelines, you have clarity. You may not agree with them, you may not even like them, but if you follow God's guidelines, there is clarity. You know what is right, you know what is wrong. You know what is good, you know what is evil. When you violate God's principles, you have nothing but chaos. This is chaos. And here's what's really interesting. On April 5th of 2017, Time Magazine, this is 2007, April 5th, 2007, Time Magazine asked the question, quote, "Should incest be legal?" And at that point, public opinion was no, 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 of course not. That was 2007. 3 years later, a Columbia University professor by the name of David Epstein was arrested for a 3-year consensual sexual affair with his own daughter. And listen to this. This was 2007. His attorney, this is a guy who has had a 3-year consensual sexual affair with his own daughter. His attorney said, quote, "It's okay for homosexuals to do whatever they want in their own home. How is this so different? We have to figure out why some behavior is tolerated and some is not. That was 2007. The seeds were being sown for it's just love. Doesn't make any difference. And it was first men with men. A parent with a child? Of course not. No, 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 no. Polygamy? A man with 10 wives? Of course not. No, 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 no. But a man and a man, that's fine. A woman and a woman, that's fine. But we will not. Oh, no, we will not go any further than that. I had a lesbian call this program and was furious with me because I said that homosexuality, same-sex marriage, lesbianism will lead to polygamy. She was screaming at me. That will never happen. Really? Have you seen the TV program called Sister Wives? Once you start down the path of defining marital relationships and families in whatever way that makes you feel good, there is no limit. Same-sex marriages were 100 miles down that road. Polygamy and polyamory, that was probably 500, maybe 750 miles down that road. A parent actually marrying their own biological child, that's 5 or 10,000 miles down that road. And where will it end? It won't. It won't. God created us for relationships as He designed them. Anything else is harmful. Not only is it wrong, it's harmful. All right. Quick break. We will return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Can I make a quick statement? And I believe with all my heart, if you are a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, a local church is absolutely essential for your spiritual life. Essential, not just helpful, it is essential. The local church is God's plan for this age. I'm talking about the local church. Now listen, I believe in the doctrine of the universal church, but I also believe that the universal church only exists in doctrine. It does not exist practically. Let me tell you why. Almost all of the commands given to the church in the New Testament can only be carried out by local churches or a group of local churches. Can't be carried out by the universal church. Now, I believe the universal church exists, but it exists in doctrine, not practically. Let me make a statement. I've been making this statement for about 50 years. On the radio, small groups, big groups, two people, thousands of people. I've been making this statement for 50 years. And so far, no one has contradicted me biblically. And here it is. You will not find anything that God accomplished in the New Testament That was not by, through, or for a local church. Let me say it again. You cannot find one single thing that God accomplished in the New Testament that was not by, through, or for a local church. When the saints needed help in Jerusalem, local churches stepped up. When the modern missionary movement was begun in the book of Acts, a local church began that movement. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. And every once in a while, when I make that statement, somebody will send me an email or a text or something. Well, what about this, Bob? No, that was either by, through, or for a local church. Jesus died for his church, made up of local churches around the world. Now, with that in mind, listen to this headline. 40% of evangelicals rarely or never go to church, according to a brand new study. 40% of people who identify themselves as evangelical Christians say, nah, I never go to church. No. May I say that is, okay, let me preface. If there is some reason why you can't go, you are physically unable to attend a local church. Okay, I understand that would be the exception. If not, however, this is wrong. This is sin. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, the New Testament says. We need to assemble together with other believers. And that's why, with this whole COVID thing, the minute, the instant your church opens up, you get there. The streaming was a wonderful alternative for a time, but it cannot take the place of fellowship with other believers. If you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. That's fine. Social distance, that's okay. But you be in your church as soon as you can. 40% of evangelicals rarely or never go to church. This is one of the reasons why America is so starved spiritually. The people who have the answers, or at least think they have the answers, are not sharing it. They're not growing. They're not being discipled. Well, I read books at home. Wonderful. I read my Bible at home. That's great. But you need to be with other believers.